I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bangladesh observed a national day of mourning yesterday, recognizing that nearly 150 people have lost their lives during student protests this month. The unrest hinges on a former quota system that reserved 30% of government jobs for descendants of veterans. Paul is a gospel worker with E3 in Bangladesh, and he says the situation is better than it was last week, but tensions remain. On Sunday, the Supreme Court cut the reserve jobs quota to 5%. And this week, the government curfew has begun to ease.
We are not able to organize different types of ministry activities because of this situation. So we have been postponing or canceling different programs.
Pray for normal life to return soon so that A3's gospel work can continue.
Pray for our leaders so that they can also take decisions wisely.
And when life gets tough, where do you turn for help? Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
there's a very common thing that we're seeing in the world today. It's people who put addiction in place of dealing with life.
Addiction of any kind is often rooted in deep emotional stress, the type that only the Lord can heal. The Lighthouse is a biblical addiction recovery center, helping men overcome addiction through Christ. In some cases, the Lighthouse serves as a bridge in the healing process between men and their families.
We at the Lighthouse are calling people to trust in Jesus, to rely on the Creator who loves us so deeply, who wants to restore our lives.
Based in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Lighthouse offers holistic help for those in its residential program, including education, support, mentorship, and more. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.